Good morning. The White Ferns have suffered an agonising two-wicket loss on the fourth one-day cricket international against England in Derby this morning, and with it, the series. In a seesawing encounter, New Zealand set the host 245 to win after the White Ferns made 244 for 8, with half centuries to Katie Martin and Amy Satterthwaite. England's run chase got off to a slow start, but captain Heather Knight, with 101 off 107 balls, turned the tide. However, when she was dismissed with England 237 for 6, New Zealand found themselves back in the game. Going into the last over, England needed 6 runs to win, which they achieved with 3 balls to spare, the winning run coming off a wide. White Ferns captain Sophie Devine says Knight was the difference between the two sides.
Obviously took it right to the end there, but it wasn't to be. So we're going to have to, I guess, lick our wounds. And look, we've worked bloody hard for it. Unfortunately, we're not quite getting the results that we want, but to push the world champs as hard as we did today and as we have throughout this series, we're really going to push hard for that last game.
Medium pacer Hannah Rowe was the most successful of the White Fern bowlers, taking 4 wickets, and England now have an unassailable 3-1 lead in the best of 5 series. World Rugby suggesting top-level players have a maximum of 15 minutes of full contact training a week as part of new guidelines aimed at improving player welfare. The global governing bodies issued the guidance after consultation with nearly 600 players from 18 elite competitions around the world. All Blacks coach Ian Foster is giving the new guidelines an initial endorsement.
15 minutes, I would say, would be about right, gut feel. You know, depends what you'd classify as full contact, but it sounds about right to me.
Miami will host its first Formula One race in over 40 years next May, with the event to be held around the Hard Rock Stadium. Florida last featured on the F1 calendar in 1959 when Sebring hosted a season-ending race won by New Zealand's Bruce McLaren. And football officials have launched an investigation after the 60-year-old vice president of Suriname played in a Continental League match for one of the teams that he owns. Online video also appears to show the vice president handing out wads of cash to opposition players in the changing rooms after the game, which his side lost 6-0. He's unlikely, though, to make the return leg match in Honduras, as Interpol's chasing him for drug trafficking convictions. Koinana, Purongu, Hakina Kina.